USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr's summary of the special counsel's investigation says there is no evidence that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia in its attempt to influence the 2016 election.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
But House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says that is not what the Mueller report stated.
President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration. Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president.
He says he will call on the Attorney General to testify before the committee. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
An avocado recall after possible listeria contamination. Henry Avocado, a Southern California grower and distributor, says the recall involves conventional and organic avocados grown and packed in California. The U.S. will send $6.5 million in humanitarian relief to the government of Mozambique following the monster cyclone there. At least 446 people were killed when the storm hit. More when it slammed into Malawi and Zimbabwe. Cruise ship passengers aboard the Viking Sky are flying home after a frightening ordeal off the west coast of Norway. The Norwegian ship called out Mayday during a major storm. Jan Terbjugen was a passenger on board.
Furniture would slide across the room, slide back, and with it came people in glass.
Some people were rescued by helicopter. All of them are safe, but a few went to the hospital with significant injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Most of the Democratic White House candidates were on the trail Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes has a look.
Among them, New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker, who told supporters in Rock Hill, South Carolina yesterday,
"The presidency is not just a constitutional position, it is a moral position. And we need to make sure we have a president that isn't afraid to speak of love, that isn't afraid to reach out to people that are different than them."
Meanwhile, Vermont Senator and 2020 hopeful Bernie Sanders joined interfaith leaders at the Islamic Center of Southern California and opened up about his discontent about the world's failure to be able to meet eye to eye.
"After all of a horrible 20th century, which has seen a number of genocides, one might have hoped and believed that maybe, just maybe, the world would understand that we share a common humanity."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bystanders recorded the beating of an elderly woman, but didn't offer any help. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Bystanders took cell phone video of a man kicking a 78-year-old woman repeatedly on a subway in New York, but they didn't intervene. The suspect then told the onlookers, "We'll stir that," a reference to a popular site that posts videos of people involved in altercations, among other things. 36-year-old Mark Gomez was later arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.